Hello, and welcome to the Curious Competitions podcast. In this podcast, we delve into sport that you may not have necessarily heard of before. Join Charlie Quinlan, Jack Taylor, and me, Joel Walkerden, as each episode, we explore niche and wonderful sports. On today's episode, we're covering quad ball. Welcome to episode 3. We're joined by a very special guest, captain of the Oxford University's Quidditch Club, formerly known as the Chimeras. Maria Mahoney, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Right off the bat, Maria, should we be saying Quidditch or quad ball? Because there's been a lot of controversy around that.
So last summer, I think it was, the sport changed its name to quad ball. So that's what we use now.
It's a very niche sport, so can you tell us about your quad ball experience and how you discovered it?
Yeah, so I started in my first year of university. I kind of saw it at the freshers' fair, and then I'd been wanting to try something new, something that'd get me active. And yeah, quad ball was such a fun kind of team sport, and they advertised it as you can make it as much of a commitment as you want. And then I think I became social sec and then captain in my second year, and now I'm president.
So can you explain to the listeners how quad ball's played, like the rules go into it?
Yeah, so it's kind of how you'd imagine real life Quidditch to work. So it's got the same kind of positions. It's got chasers, keepers, who kind of pass the volley ball between themselves and try to score in one of the three hoops at the other end of the pitch. Those are worth 10 points. And then they have the beaters who throw dodgeballs normally at their opponents to try to kind of get them out. And if you get hit by a dodgeball, you'll then kind of dismount it and have to run back to your own hoops. The rules can get kind of confusing. And then there's the seeker who have to try catch the flag. And the flag is kind of an impartial referee who has, at least we call it like snitch shorts, which kind of has like a sock and a tennis ball on the back. And it's kind of like tag rugby. It's like the first seeker to catch the flag gets 30 points.
It's one of the only full contact mixed gender sports in the world. As a woman, is that a challenge? Or is that something that makes you nervous? Or is that something you embrace?
Well, I'd never done kind of like a contact sport in general before. So that was kind of like a new fun element of it. You kind of learn the basics from the beginning. I remember like in my first year, standing in a circle, learning how to fall, which seemed kind of silly at the time. But I think the aspect of it being mixed gendered never really bothered me. And I know some people, they want to join quad ball because they think it's a contact sport and they're kind of scared of that. And then they've become like one of the best tacklers I know.
The rules say you have to have a broom between your legs at all times, so you only have one arm available. What kind of challenges does that bring?
So we kind of say the broom, it's kind of like a handicap. Like in football, you can't use your hands. You can't touch the ball with your hands. In rugby, you can only pass back with. It kind of just adds that extra difficulty to it. In case of tackling, they recently changed the rules to allow two-arm tackling, which kind of makes it easier for like smaller players like me to tackle kind of bigger guys.
It's deceivingly physical, isn't it? In particular, between the flag runners and the seekers. Can you give us an insight into how physical the sport really is?
Yeah, well, it's a full contact sport. So you can wrap players of the same position kind of as long as it's below the shoulders and above the knees. And with the flag runner, so whilst the seekers can't kind of make contact with the flag runner can kind of try to do anything to stop the seekers from catching them. So they can kind of pull their broom from them. A lot of the times ends up with seekers trying to dive, so they kind of get on the floor. Looks kind of rough and aggressive, which is why I don't seek.
This is the last one from me. What is the ceiling for quad ball? How high can the sport go, in your opinion?
I think it's got a lot of potential. I think it's the most fun sport I've ever played. It's kind of complicated with all the different rules, and it kind of combines, we say it combines kind of handball, dodgeball, and rugby. I think they're trying to make it a Bucks sport to play at a university level, at a higher level. Right now they've got World Cups and European Cups. So it's played like quite internationally, which is quite exciting. And I guess now with the name change, I think it comes with more kind of opportunities for the sport to grow.
It sort of detaches itself from like the Harry Potter series, and it makes itself quite individual, that name change, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess now kind of I think Quidditch was trademarked. Yeah, I guess it allows more sponsorship opportunities and things like that.
Can you play professional quad ball? Is it like, can you get paid to play it or?
No, I think right now, yeah, no, they've got like team, they've got so for example, England has a team, Wales, Scotland and Ireland do as well. I think that's kind of like the highest level, like playing for your national team is the highest you can currently play as. But yeah, it's not no, you can't play it professionally.
I'll see on Sky Sports. I'll watch it.
I think in America they might have it on ESPN sometimes.
Brilliant. I think that's all we've got. Maria, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming on.
You.
So that's the last interview done of the series. So, boys, how likely on a scale of 1 to 10 would either of you want to compete in Quidditch or quad ball?
I'm going to be honest, out of the three sports that we've done, this will probably be the most likely that I want to compete in. So, I'm going to say three at the highest, not
We had
longer.
five last episode.
I know, but I feel like punching people in the face is more fun than, no disrespect to the people, obviously, that play the sport, but like, I'm the kind of person that just wants to rather punch people in the face than play Quidditch, so.
You could end up punching someone in the face with
That is true, to be fair, I never thought of that.
Quidditch.
But yeah, I'm going to go with three.
Sorry.
Three out of ten.
I'm going to go with a seven because it's like I could see it being like a school. Like, do you ever used to play? I can't remember what the name of it was. Anyway, it was outside, pinging balls at each other. It was just really fun.
Dodgeball.
No.
Did it have a bat?
No. Oh, I don't know. It was probably something our school did.
I was going to say rounders because you have the
It went round
it's a
us.
Sheffield thing, you
Yeah. I can't remember what it was called.
know.
But it was just a fun game. Like, I can see it catching on in what
Well,
it
like,
has been universities. So.
what, just universities or like
Universities, I
primary
can see.
schools? Yeah.
Well, it was quite physical, wasn't
It's
it?
physical,
Could you have
yeah.
like. I know we said tag. It was like tag rugby.
Yeah, but there's one part of the game where it's like the catcher and the seeker, like one of them's got a tag on the end, and you have to start wrestling pretty much at the end. You have to get around
We'll
him.
take that bit out and then you can put it in schools. Yeah, but yeah, it sounds quite fun. I'd like to try it.
I'd say I must admit, boys, like before recording this episode, I knew nothing about Harry Potter at all. I've not watched, for my sins, I've not watched any of the Harry Potter
Good
films at
film.
all.
I've never seen them either, so you're not the only one.
So Jack, obviously you were shocked when I told you this. Was it something that you expected? Some of the things Maria was saying about the game, like obviously from
Yes.
watching it, the film and so.
Yeah, it's like similar rules, I'm guessing, but obviously not flying about, are you?
No.
You're on the ground. But
Yeah.
other than that, it's like pretty accurate.
I think that's really hard, I do, the fact that obviously said it was like rugby and all these multiple sports together, but obviously you've got that broom underneath you, and it's like you've only got one hand really, and when it becomes like that, it is really, you're really handicapped at the end of the day with that one hand, aren't you?
You see, if the broom wasn't involved and you didn't have it in between your legs.
It sounds easy, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it would be a whole different ball game if the broom wasn't there. You
know, just tag
I mean?
Rugby then, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I agree with you, Charlie. I think it's a game changer, that.
If it was without the broom, I feel like there'd be more of a chance of me. I wouldn't have a 3 out of 10. I'd probably be higher, maybe 5, 6, maybe even 7.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just that broom between your legs at all times. You've only got the one. You've only got the one hand to play with, so it's strange, really.
Well, obviously, I play rugby. I come from a rugby background, and when I decided to do this for the podcast, this sport, obviously, I thought it'd be quite soft. I didn't really think that it'd be that physical. I didn't think it'd be something I'd be interested in. You know, it's coming from a film. But looking at it and really looking at it as just a game and just a sport on its own, and just how physical it is and how people are, how intense the game really is, it is something that I probably would be interested in, to be honest. When you do your proper research and you separate it from all the context, it does look quite interesting. So obviously out of 10, I'd probably give it a 7, I would. A really 7. And coming into it, I did not expect that at all.
Back to what you were saying before, like seeing it as just a game, do you think that's why they renamed it?
Obviously, it was, I think, doing my research, I think one of the main reasons for it was, I think there was a bit of a few problems with what J.K. Rowling was saying. And they wanted to separate from her. But I do think that's definitely a part of it. Like,
no, but it's a good move, isn't it?
It's a great move, because you want to be more independent and you don't want to be seen as just a fun game Harry Potter fans can play. I think it's a sport where anyone can play it, really, and that's what it's becoming, I feel. And like I've just said, proper research and looking at the game is just individually, it is a really good game.
I feel like if I was more of a Harry Potter fan as well, obviously I'd have more of an idea of what this game entails. Like, and my score again would have been even higher as well.
Yeah.
So, because like I have that lack of knowledge going into this, I guess that's why, like, again, my score was so low compared to maybe chess, boxing, or horse boarding.
So, that is the end of the series. We've had 3 episodes. We've had horse boarding. We've had chess, boxing. Out of all the 3, Charlie, I'm going to go to you first. What would you say is the most interesting, and what's your favourite out of all 3?
I think most interesting for me would be horse boarding. Not because I was the host of that episode.
Bias, but, is absolutely
But like the fact that like you've got like a skateboard like tied to a horse and you've both got to survive is like interesting to say the least. Well, you know what I mean, but like it's just interesting, really. Like it's like, but again, with the chess boxing, it's kind of like you've got both physical and mental standpoint in that game, and you've got to combine the two to win. So again, that's a close second for me. But, you know, without bias, I would say that horse boarding would be the most interesting for me.
Jack?
Again, I'm not being biased, but I'd say chess boxing. Not just as a, like, doing the sport, but I'd love to go and watch it. But it's just a, like, a funny day out, night out, with a few of your mates, just be nice. Then closely followed by your one, the Quidditch quad ball. I think that'd be more fun to just play than to watch. But again, I can see it, like,
I think there is a disparity of the two, isn't there, like? Which one would you rather watch and which one would you rather play? I mean, that's something that it's quite difficult for us to sort of, because they are both different. I mean, Dally did say in yours, Jack, that with the chess boxing, it would be quite difficult to watch. I know you just said he did say that because how stop start the game is and how like
the chess
aspect, and then you're so high on adrenaline and you're so buzzing for the boxing, you know, two people punch each other and then it all stops and then it goes again.
Because I feel like if you're a fan of boxing and you're going to this, as you said, everyone's going for the boxing. Like, realistically, if you're a boxing fan and you hear boxing, you're going to want to go for the boxing. Like, if you're a boxing fan and you saw the chess aspect, you're probably going to be thinking, wait, why are they now sitting down to play chess?
Having a break.
Yeah, why are they having a break? We came here to watch people, like, smash each other's heads in. But, you know, I feel like to watch chess boxing would be second, mainly because of the chess aspect. It's like it's more like the adrenaline will dip when the chess comes out, because as you said, like, everyone's expecting like someone to like get knocked out.
Can I just stick up for my episode here?
Of course you can.
Because like when I was watching a few of the clips of Quad Ball, some of the fans, like, they do it all around the world, and internationally they do it, and some of the people in the stands going absolutely crazy.
Quadball ultras.
No, honestly, literally in the stands, they're going for it, and I think that's one where it's like, I know it's not stop-start, that is like constant, it's really end-to-end as well. It's, you know, like in basketball, it is really, really end-to-end, and I think that's, so there's no stopping there. What I will say though is that in terms of my interest, I'm not biased, I am going to say chess boxing for me, because I just love the fact of, I wouldn't like watches, but partaking in it is something I'd definitely, because honestly, like, I've said it multiple times during the series, but the intellect that goes into it when you play chess, and then the physicality of the boxing, and then putting them two together is just like craziness. And I think that
that's a good watch.
I don't think it's a good watch, because I just want to watch the boxing. Me.
Yeah, but then you're like anticipating for the boxing, you're waiting for it, and then when it happens, it's good.
I feel like you'd enjoy it more watching it, because like, you play chess to an extent as well.
I'm absolutely terrible at chess.
But you do understand it a bit more.
I've dabbled in it.
Like, I don't think I've even played the game, to be fair. Like, and if I was, like, I'd be probably like one of, if not the worst player in the world. So like, that aspect like, doesn't really appeal to me. But in that sport, it's just like, I just want to see someone get knocked out. I want to see blood. I want to see people scrapping.
Jesus, calm down.
Scouse is coming out now.
I know. But yeah.
So that's it then. I think chess boxing has it.
Chess boxing wins.
Chess boxing has it. We just want to thank you all for joining us for the series. I'm Joel Walkerden.
I'm Jack Taylor.
I'm Charlie Quinlan.
And we'll see you back here soon for the next series. Goodbye.